going on, y'all? This is Joe Suba, Suba Talks. How's everyone feeling this afternoon? It's Wednesday afternoon. Well, actually, Wednesday evening, not afternoon. I had a great day today. I was a little bit down today. I went and got some sun, did some sunbathing, did a little meditation, tried to stay off the news. Yesterday, I was watching that trash, the RNC convention, and it was making me sick to my stomach. I felt sick watching that, guys. Anyway, today I really had something in mind to talk about this evening, but I've been so kind of like thrown off from this new shooting that happened in Wisconsin, where they shot an unarmed man in the back 7 times that was getting in his car. He had his 3 children or 2 children in the back of the car, and these cops shot him 7 times in the back. And thank God he's alive, but he's paralyzed from his waist down. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But you know, this is America. So a lot of us are not really surprised. I try my best to stay away from the police. I don't want no interaction with them. I don't even look at them. It's like they're not even there. You know, to me, they're terrorists. A lot of them are terrorists. They're terrorists that can get away with almost anything when it comes to black people, to be honest with you. They have to do something so severe to where, well, even severe. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, a couple years back, there was this black guy for a parking ticket, so he ran because he was scared of the parking ticket. So the cop just opened up and shot him in the back. Now, if somebody wasn't recording that, the cop would have got off. There was another incident where, or did he get off? Or this black guy was on the jury, the only black dude, and he says it was a good shooting. I couldn't believe it. It's like all this shit is happening. I don't get it with us as a people. I don't get it. I don't get where we hate each other so much, or we do things to each other so much. In reference to like not uplifting ourselves and not having some type of morals or conduct about yourself. You know, I know we better start getting prepared because the white militias are not playing. Those militias are all white. They train every day out in the woods. They do have survival skills. They shoot all the time. And they're not playing around. Look at Wisconsin. This one 17-year-old kid opened up some long rifle, probably an AR-15, opened up and shot 3 people. I think 2 died or 1 died. Because they're having protested out there. So, and it's so funny, right? Right before he went off and shot somebody, or like a couple hours before, he was hanging out with like the police. They had their miniature tanks out there, and the cops was throwing them water. It's like, it's unbelievable. I'm almost positive those cops know them, and those cops are probably down with the militia. Because it makes no sense. Why would you give them water? They don't have their own water? You that cool with them? It's baffling to me. And then you go online and you see these blacks. I seen a couple of blacks saying, well, he should have known better. No. How do you want to live? Oh, black man shouldn't have his hands in his pockets when the cops are around. He should know better. Oh, black man shouldn't resist. He should know better. Oh, black man should just sit there and don't say anything. He should know better. My thing is, you know, we're in a new world and a new age where people are just saying, no more. No more. You know, there's no place. Like, I just feel like maybe it's time to give each other a break. You know how relationships, you got to give each other a break? White folks and black folks need to take a break. Black folks need to get far away from white folks. Not all white folks, but a lot of them, because it's crazy. You call the police because you think he doesn't live here, he doesn't have a home here. The police come up, they get crazy with him. He's showing them the keys, open the door with the key, they don't believe him. Or you know, sitting while black, we already know about driving while black, or walking in a park while black. It's unbelievable what's going on. But it all goes to show you how racist this country really is. And then I'm watching this Republican trash and they talk about America's not racist. I'm like, that's so privileged shit to, oh, cursed. Sorry, guys. To say. And then I got these blacks up here talking. Yo, man, nobody want to hear what you got to say. Oh, my mother and my father, we were single parenthoods. Man, shut up. Nobody want to hear that trash you talking, but you go around and vote for the same man that does more harm for blacks than any. Blacks, I've taken care of you. Look at the economy. Yo, listen, for the record, right? The economy was already booming when Obama, his last years. So Trump just took over what Obama did. So now he's claiming it. It's like, remember when Bush was messing up the economy and we were in almost like a depression? Obama came in, bailed out the banks, and the economy jump-started the economy, right? People gave him a hard time for that. But he did jumpstart the economy. And this is what we're getting now from what he did. It's just fact. You don't believe it? Go online and look it up. And don't look at one source. Look at different sources of information. That's what we got the internet for. Information. Now, some of you guys want to keep your head in the sand and act like everything is okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's just not okay. And I understand you might be mad and, oh, nah, now is the time not to be mad. Now is the time to get organized. Now is the time to get your money up, stack your paper, and try. Listen, if I ever get a couple of dollars, I'm getting the hell out of here. I just want to get out the country. I just don't want to be around this racist shit. I want to be able to walk down the block and not feel for my fear for my life or my children's life. I want to be able to drive my car, police pull me over. First thing they do is grab their guns. How many of y'all experienced that? You get pulled over. First thing they do is grab their guns. Black people know this all too well. Well, I do. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, we really have to start taking control of our lives. Your health and your life, too. I know it's hard. Nobody, and not everybody could be a business entrepreneur, but God dang it, it's time to start thinking about making income where you can make income residual and get the hell out of here. So you always have money coming in. And then you go live in a country that, you know, the dollar, the American dollar is high. Cause this is madness. And we just going along to get along. It's like nothing ever happened.
This is produced by SimpleMedia.com.
You know, this is produced, it is what it is. Media.com. People are dying from the coronavirus every day. I think there now is 40,000 a day or something like 4,000 a day, something like that. People are contracting it or, you know, they have it. And we're acting like the coronavirus is not real. Now, you should see these fools up in New York and in Harlem. At the bars and at restaurants, not inside, but outside at restaurants. It's like they believe it's fake. And then they get it because they don't know they got it. And they pass it down to the older people in their family. Right now, if I was an older person in my family, my grandkids, I'd be like, yo, get the hell away from me. You don't love me. Especially if you're not protecting yourself. In reference to this virus, it's real. A lot of people, oh, it's fake, it's phony. No, it's real. Your Mad King says wear a mask now. It's too late. He doesn't even wear a mask. The damage is done. It's done. What more can you ask for? But there's always, you know, at the end of the darkness, there's always a light. At the end of the tunnel, I think, there's always a light. I know. Please don't quote me. Yo, it's just crazy when I'm watching this. It's just, it baffles me. And then, you know, they killed that young 25-year-old kid, same age as, well, in the same age as my son, Brackett. Shot him with a shotgun. And then they stand over this guy's neck for 8 minutes and strangle the life out of him while other people stood around in broad daylight. That meant that a black life doesn't matter. Oh, they killed that young woman. Hold on, how can I forget her? Shot her while she was pregnant. Still haven't made any arrests. And the thing about what I saw, it's this black guy. I think he's the district attorney and he loves Trump. So that's probably why there's a holdup on that. And we don't want to vote. It baffles me, black people, in this voting thing. We died to vote. Now we don't want to vote. I would just vote to vote because my ancestors died trying to vote. We're so into this craziness, like we've let the internet just take us all over. Well, you know, it baffles me. You know, if you vote, you can get this crazy man out the office. You know, the black vote is now one of the most powerful votes. The Latino vote is the next after black. But they're right there because the Latino population is growing more and more. That's what they're scared of. You know, they're scared of America being a brown country in 2013. You really got to start waking up, y'all. You really got to start looking for information to make you smarter and to make you aware. Now, you know, they got their CNN and all that other bullshit. And the Fox, especially the tricky Fox. But that's even here or there. I'll be right back, man. I gotta get some water. Nice. So anyway, yeah, man, this is crazy time. You know, you guys out there, protect your women. Protect your women, protect your daughters, protect your sons. My kids are older now, so they don't need my protection as much. But when they were younger, anybody tell you, that dude protect his kids. It's our job. It's our duty. You know, stop having these babies with all these girls. Well, we don't do that anymore. Have babies and leaving them. That's one thing I could. They don't talk about. Remember before they used to say that? Black men, black women are single with no. Remember they used to pump that narrative? Well, we don't do that no more. See, they don't talk about it no more. See, you got to look how they do it. They put it in your mind, subconsciously put it in your mind so much that they got you thinking that every black man is a deadbeat dad. When we are the number one when it comes to taking care of our children, more than any other race. You don't believe it? Just look it up. Just look it up. It baffles me that we have the most biggest
this
tool,
is produced by one of the greatest tools,
sorry, to be ever, one of the greatest tools ever to give it to us by God, besides his books, is the internet. An array of information. And we don't use it. We don't use it to better ourselves. We just use it to watch stupid ass videos. Nothing to teach us about anything to make us wiser. Just the dumbest. That's like the TV. It's the, you know, it's on your phone now, so it's the TV in your hand. The TV is now in your hand. And I'm a victim to it. Sometimes I'll be on Facebook too much. Sometimes I'll be on Instagram just too much. But I see it and I control it. A lot of people can't. Like, you know, some people will call me, where was you? Did you answer? Oh, not like that, but people come, I'm like, yo, I'm in the bathroom taking a crap. So the phone is not on me while I'm in the bathroom. Chill out. All right, y'all. I might wrap this up. You know, I just felt like I had to get some stuff off my chest. You know, keep watching your surroundings. Stay safe. Eat well. Think. Become free thinkers. Don't let nobody try to tell you how to be a free thinker. A lot of people are trying to impose their will on you by the way that they think. I don't try to impose myself on anybody. Women, raise them daughters to be right. Y'all love that Cardi B and that Stallion. They love them, bro. They'll fight you for them. Black women, some of them are lost. They'll fight you for them. They'll take a stand for them. They don't give two hells about you. Your daughter's watching that popping and locking and dropping to the ground, and they 12 and 11. They don't know how to be girls anymore. We ain't even raising them. Nicki Minaj and them raising them. Nicki Minaj, Cardi B. Right? They even got her. We ain't even going to talk on that. Anyway, I ain't hating on nobody. Oh, yeah. I'm hating. I forgot. I'm talking about I'm hating. Now I'm just telling the truth. So you guys feel it real. Y'all don't like the truth. All right, y'all, man. Have a good night.